This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
Talking about the joy of reading, whether or not you get as much joy now from reading as you did when you were a kid. We've asked you to feedback via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let's go to WhatsApp first, Auds.
So this is from Natasha, and she says, yes, I still find joy in reading now that I read a varied genre and allow myself to be an adulterous reader, which is reading different books and stopping when I need to.
Oh,
saucy. Interesting, Natasha.
Saucy. Yeah. Don't finish it. Just leave it where it is.
We have a message from Hisam Weltan, who says, I love to read. I want to read. And then we have a message from Wendy, who says, I'm guessing you're referring to this. The article was more on the joy of reading being lost by reading challenges. Example, challenge to read 3 books a week.
Yes, that's part of it. Yes, absolutely. Picked up by Goodreads a little bit earlier on. Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I know people who have shows to do, or they have whatever. It makes sense. But I don't feel you can fully review a book, because you're not having that time to absorb it. You're just taking it. I'm not somebody who reviews books. I could be, wrong on this, but I don't see how you can have the time to enjoy it and absorb it if you're rushing through it like that.
No, it's the same as like watching movies. If you're going to watch like 3 movies a day, then which one are you going to remember? You can't let the movie like sink in.
You'll remember the last one, won't you?
Yeah.
Right, should we move on?
Yes.
Come on,
let's
then
do this. So today is International Women's Day. And, we were just looking at some of the articles and some of the studies that have come in. And I found this one interesting. It's about the 3 imperatives for educators to get more women in tech. So now the term women in tech has been like a buzz term, and it's really big in the States. It turns up nearly about 2 billion Google search results. And those 3 words are music to every informed CEO and HR manager in the U.S. Why is women in tech so important? Well, because diversity in the tech field will lead to better products and better results. And, the tech sector actually needs more manpower. And of course, women can feel comfortable in the tech sector, then, it's a win-win. But according to Melissa Kaufman, we have a slight problem in trying to get women into tech, and that is a lack of awareness. Now, Melissa Kaufman, she is the executive director of The Garage, and she's a former Googler. She's a startup veteran and entrepreneur. She is a committee member of Chicago Next, which is a member of the P33 and a venture partner at Chicago Ventures. And what she says is that bridging the gender gap in tech starts long before a woman actually joins the workforce. It needs to start in the classroom. Now, this is her article in she says that she studied computer science at Dartmouth, and she said that she was one of the only women in the classroom. Now, this didn't really affect her studies or her ambition, but it was frustrating for her because she knew that other women who were capable of being in those classes, they didn't, because they felt like outsiders. So how do we get more girls into the IT or the or tech programs? Well, she says reversing the bro-gramming trend and cultivating a more diverse tech workforce requires a tangible, scalable model to see that idea come to fruition. She says we don't need to criticize the workplace, but we need to criticize the classroom in order to get more women in tech. So she mapped out 3 essential strategies that educators must embrace to get to the root of gender imbalance in tech. Number one, she says mentorship is a must. So many undergraduate women are under the impression that getting their foot in the doors of tech companies, in order to do this, they need to do more classes and have more hard skills. But what she says is more important for these young women is having an actual human being who can help them navigate foreign territory. So she says social media influencers and sugar bomb self-help authors are not mentors. In order to have a lasting impact, mentors must formalize relationships with young women. Students must bounce ideas off these women, and this transparent access to another woman who has been in their shoes and has gone on to succeed often gives these young women the extra nudge they need to go from idea to execution. So that's number one, mentorship. Number two is less preaching, more opportunities. She says simply telling a young woman, you can do it, or we value diversity, is a cop-out. Uprooting years of gender inequity in tech requires more than speeches and platitudes. It requires giving young women not just permission, but tangible opportunities to experiment, build, and explore. So what she's saying is the government should give grants to women students to experiment with their ideas and allow these students to demonstrate what they did with the funding and what they learned. and helping them experiment and encouraging them this way will lead to more opportunities. And finally, she says, number three is collaboration with women's students organization. She says, entering an environment in which you're the minority can be discouraging, but if young women see their peers launching startups, writing code and leading teams, that confidence has a viral impact. She says, strengthening numbers might sound like a cliche, but this camaraderie has profound psychological benefits that can inspire people, especially young women, to break through barriers. And once again, why are all these steps so important? Why must we push for more women in tech? Because diverse teams, especially in tech, are better equipped to solve problems and ultimately give organizations a competitive edge. She says it's just that simple, and everything needs to start in the classroom.
Hmm. Do you know of any women programmers?
Not me personally. I've not even personally, interviewed anyone.
Me neither.
No.
Right?
Have you guys seen the movie Hidden Figures?
You know, yes. I've got it on my playlist. I haven't watched it yet, and I should watch it, right?
Yeah, so that's a movie that takes place a long, long time ago. What, decades ago? Before the 1970s.
60s.
Yeah. 60s. So, and they were having the same problem that this article is talking about.
That's when they called them computers, right?
Yeah, so they called them computers, and they were basically women in tech. Yeah. And most of the people who were doing the work behind the scenes were women, and especially women of color, and they were called computers. So they were doing all the analysis, all the calculations, all the mathematics for the people who were on the top. Yeah. And who were trying to figure out how to get this rocket into space and how to get people to the moon and all that stuff. Yeah. It's the same problem. It's also it's a bit bittersweet to see that we are still hanging on to that problem, but also that the problem hasn't gone away. Mm. That there are women in tech, but then these women not being utilized to their maximum potential. Mm. Even in that movie, the movie tells a different story. There's like someone who comes in and saves them and blah blah. It's a bit fudged. But the actual
it's a bit Hollywood.
But the actual story went that, you know, they were the ones that did the calculations. They didn't actually get the recognition that they wanted until they were very, very old. Mm. So yeah, you know, it's an ongoing problem. Mm.
This is such a big deal in the Silicon Valley right now and in the States. But the problem is that there's still less than 30% of women in your tech startups in the tech industry itself, and we need to get more women in because the tech sector, like I said earlier, it needs more manpower, and you know it's just not enough. And with women in there could be. It comes down to diversity again, right? But the problem is that I think there's been like studies after studies, and it all points to the lack of awareness. A lot of girls in colleges, they don't realize the opportunities that the job opportunities in the tech industry, and so they don't pick the tech programs in colleges or in uni, right? Mm. And that is where the education needs to come in. They need to be able to see these women who have been part of startups like Melissa Kaufman. And, you know, they need to have access to these women and the access to experiment. And that's what Melissa is trying to say in this article. They need to be exposed long before college and then, I guess, encouraged during your college years as well.
Interestingly, I have a friend who, you know, it's a guy, but he kind of arrived at programming quite a bit later in life than most people do. I mean, he's in his late 30s, early 40s, and had been through a period of unemployment by choice and had stumbled upon online programming courses and whatnot and had picked it up because you pay a nominal fee to learn certain courses. And then once you've done that, you graduate, you receive a certificate, and then you pay to do another course, you know, piecemeal kind of stuff. But you add it all together and you have a holistic look at different programming languages and how useful it can be. And he said it was in that moment that he realized just how much this affects everything in what we do in life in terms of like AI and in terms of programming language and the apps that we use on our phones and everything. And it was that aha moment of this is everything in the future, and somebody needs to be behind this, you know. For girls to kind of have that moment as well, like you say, you need somebody who's been through that, done that, and come out of the other side and gone, look, you know, it's not as hard as you perhaps think it is. It's as enjoyable as some of the other options. You know, there's money at the end of it. There's always employment at the end of it. But it's just making sure that you find a company that you fit with. And it's like we were saying yesterday, when women apply for the jobs that men want, the percentage of them getting that job is higher than if the man applies.
Yes, and the unemployment rate in the tech sector is one of the lowest across industries.
Right.
So you know that there are job opportunities. Is this that these young girls don't realize that there is an opportunity for them at the, you know, at the end of the tunnel? Like, you know, when you come out of uni, there are job opportunities. It's just a lack of awareness.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. And, you know, then we'd probably get some better designed apps for a start, and, you know, some more useful apps rather than some of the rubbish that we've got. You know, I mean, people look at things differently. You know, women look at problems differently to what men do. Yeah. Simple, pure fact. You know?
Anyway. I mean, this is coming down. You guys have seen that picture about the color charts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, no, but then it's also about the, like, how many parents and how many teachers, like, encourage their daughters or girls in school to sort of become, like, programmers and stuff. That's another thing.
Right.
Like, you know, how many of them say they want to be, like, content, like, developers or, like, you know, programmers, or they want to design, like, a new application for something. Mm. And how many of them are actually encouraged to do something like that? It's always sort of, like, steered in the other direction. Like, oh, maybe you can study something else, or maybe you can do this because there's nothing for you to do in programming. Mm. So that's another problem.
All right, folks, we have to take a short break. When we come back, the Inclusion Rider, fixing Hollywood's diversity problem. Is it? Let us know what you think about the question that we're asking at the top of the show. The joy of books is lost when we treat reading as self-improvement. Do you enjoy reading as much now as you did when you were a kid? Short break. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.